Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow, and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week, we light up our brains with a question that Hazel Barraclough wrote in with.
Hi there. Can you tell me why it is that when lightning strikes the sea or any other large body of water, it doesn't kill the fish? Many thanks.
So, why don't we see floating electrocuted fish following a thunderstorm? Well, first up, some facts. Lightning is a massive electrostatic discharge, the sudden flow of electricity. During a thunderstorm, regions of positive or negative charge build up, within or between clouds and the surface of the planet. This charge is eventually discharged by a lightning flash or strike, carrying a whopping 30,000 amperes of current and transferring 500 megajoules of energy. This is the equivalent energy striking in a split second as a colossal 1,400 100-watt bulbs running for an hour. So, since humans are concerned about being frazzled when lightning strikes on land, aren't fish worried in water? Over to the expert.
My name is John Jansenius. I'm a lightning safety specialist with the National Weather Service in the United States. That's actually a question that we get quite often. Really, when you get down to it, you have to look at what happens when a thunderstorm develops and what happens just prior to the lightning strike. There's a charge that builds up in the cloud, and there's a opposite charge that builds up on the surface of the water. So when a lightning flash occurs, the discharge discharges that charge that is built up along the surface. So the effect of the lightning is pretty much contained to the surface of the water. And in fact, the fish that are swimming below the water are safe. They're completely unaffected by the lightning.
And listener Eric Sandberg agrees. So he says that the lightning electricity will mostly stay on the surface of the water. And unless the fish are quite close to the surface, they'll be fine. He also says that he thinks it's to do with the fact that the water is such a good conductor and that electricity will quickly be dispersed or spread out to the surrounding water close to the surface.
Well, water is a good conductor of electricity, and that's one of the reasons that the charges can move to the surface of the water. And it is true, when lightning strikes the water, that discharge literally spreads out along the surface. And of course, with the fish below, they should be safe.
Thank you. And Stephen Quill says, this is obvious. I mean, the fish must see the lightning coming and then they dodge it and go to the bottom of the water. Could that be true?
Well, lightning occurs very, very quickly. Before there's an actual bright flash, there's something called a step leader, which comes down from the cloud at about 300,000 miles an hour. And then the actual lightning flash is about 300 million miles an hour. That occurs in just a very small fraction of a second, so it would be pretty much impossible for a fish to dodge it, or for that matter, for anyone to dodge a lightning flash.
So divers as well as fish, if you are in the water during a thunderstorm, then take cover deep down below the surface to avoid being shocked. Thanks to Hazel Barraclough for electrifying our minds with the question, John Jansenius for illuminating the answer, and all those who posed their thoughts on Facebook. We next jump up and down in anticipation over this.
Hi, my name is Binesh and I live in Harlow. My question is, if the Earth is spinning, why do we need to travel in an aeroplane? Could we not arrive at our destination if we stay static in the sky and land when we spot our destination as the Earth spins by?
So why don't we use the Earth's natural spin to help long-distance travel? What do you think? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.